Hi, this is Andy with another message in the series on how to make a telephone call. So, before we've made the phone call, we've done our preparation. We have got in our minds, I am interested in you. I'm interested in the prospect that I'm going to speak to. We pick up the telephone. We have our greeting comments. It's not just a hello, how are you? It's really just to get them focused on us, as I said in the previous voicemail, focus on engaging with us on the telephone, really to get them to open up with us. And then I'm going to invite. And I'm going to give you two key phrases that I use. Later on in the series, I'm going to give you several more phrases. But when I start a new person, these are the only two phrases I give them to begin with. I don't want to give somebody too much choice. I want them to speak to people they're quite familiar with, and I want to give them two simple options. So, option one that I'm going to give you now is quite simple. You say to somebody, look, I think I found a way where you can double your income and halve your hours, and I really want to show you what it's all about. Can we get together over a cup of coffee either tomorrow or the day after, and I can show you what it's all about? And in an ideal world, they'll say yes or no, but most probably say yes, and you'll fix up an appointment and get together over a cup of coffee, and you'll be able to have a one-to-one. It's dead simple. So I'll just repeat it, although you can, of course, press 6 on your voicemail to listen to that again. I think I've found a way where you can double your income and halve your hours. I'm very excited about it. And I really want to get together with you and tell you what it's all about. And I'm going to give them an alternate option. And I just said then, in that case, can we get together tomorrow or the day after over a cup of coffee so I can show you what it's all about? And that gives them two alternatives. So I'm asking them when we can get together rather than if we can get together. That's very important. Now, I'm going to give you another phrase here, which is it's a relaxer phrase. If somebody sounds as if they're taking a bit of a step back and they have a skeptical face on, you know, you can detect that in somebody's voice. That's because they often feel that you're going to try and sell them something. And we need to say, I'm not going to try and sell you anything. But we can't, of course, say that directly because we can't presume that that's what they're thinking. So what we need to do is speak in code. And here's a great little code phrase that stops it from being a selling environment or stops them feeling it's a selling environment. I would say, look, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. So I'll just repeat that. Look, I don't know if it's for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. I can't wait to get together with you and show you what it's all about. Which would be best for you, tomorrow or the day after? So that's the first phrase. I think I found a way of doubling your income and halving your hours. And there's also a phrase there for getting rid of any suspicion that they have. And the second approach is very simple. It's a bit more business-like, and it's for somebody if, say, you've maybe done business with, or if you come from a business environment, or it's somebody that you've worked with. I would simply call somebody up and say, I've got a business idea I want to talk to you about. I'm very excited about it, and I think there might well be something in it for you. Obviously, I don't know if it's for you, only you can decide that. But I think if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. I'd really like to get together with you, show you what it's all about. Sooner the better. Which would be best for you, tomorrow or the day after? Now, in there, I use the first initial inviting phrase, the reason for inviting them, because I've got a business idea that I want to run by them. I used the relaxer phrase, I don't know if it's for you, obviously only you can decide that, so as to allay any suspicion that they might have. And then I gave them the closing to action stage, I'd really like to get together with you, sooner the better, which would be best for you, tomorrow or the day after. That's the closing to action phase, where we're actually specifically fixing up an appointment. And our job is simply to specifically fix up an appointment. And when they've agreed the appointment, that's it. The phone call's finished. We say, that's excellent. I'm really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow or Thursday or whenever it is. Can't wait to share it with you. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. And that's really all you need to do. Now, I've given you the words. You need to replay this voicemail as often as you can. You need to write down those words, and then you need to start practicing the words. Practice them, practice them, practice them. Prepare yourself a script in your own handwriting, not in literary language, but in spoken language. You can put ums and ahs in, if you like. Prepare yourself a script, and then prepare yourself a list of 12 people that you're going to use one or other of those approaches with. When you have decided which of those two approaches you're going to use on that person, you make that call. And so in the next 4 days, you need to call those 12 people with either of those approaches. And let me know on voicemail how you got on. Look forward to speaking to you again. Bye-bye.